In January last year, a whale wandered into the Yodo River. This is a bad thing. It's near Osaka. It means that the whale was probably lost. Japanese media immediately sort of globbed onto this whale and gave it Yoda-chan is the nickname. Excellent nickname, really creates sort of a support and feeling for the whale. It then died. The whale was then sunk. And in my notes, I underline that because they don't explain what they did to sink the whale. How do you sink a whale? Like, of course, I only can think of torpedoes. Now, I'm sure there is a much more gentle, more meticulous way of doing the sinking of the whale, but the whale had to be disposed of. It couldn't just sit there and rot in the river. A contractor was hired by the city to sink the whale and then remove as much as they could. The city estimated the cost at 20 million yen, but at the end of the ordeal, it cost 80 million yen. So 4 times more than the projected cost is what they ended up paying. A civil group is very angry about this, not about the whale. They're angry that no other firm was considered, which makes the contract illegal. So basically, the city was like, we're going to contract these guys to take care of this dead whale. That means we're going to pay them. We sign a contract with them. And then the contract quadrupled in price and they just paid it. And they didn't talk to any other contractor about whether or not they could do it. So there's non-competition. The government isn't supposed to show this kind of bias towards a company. This could be some sort of like nepotism, favoritism, any other tism you want to put in there. They're suing the city for contract rigging. That is not a great first story. I think I'm just going to not do that as the first story. Let's start again. Starting again is good for your health. There's been a petition created in Japan to cancel the upcoming game, Assassin's Creed Shadows, which takes place in Japan. Now, a lot of people who like the Assassin's Creed video games, they've been saying, like, why don't we have one of these video games in Japan? Because it's a historical thing. Japan's a really cool setting, swords, jumping around, fighting. It's all perfectly sensible. It makes a lot of sense for this game to exist in Japan. Well, let's read the statement that these guys put out. This is from change.org, and it has nearly 50,000 signatures, which is the first goal, I guess, for someone to take it seriously. Recently, the lack of historical accuracy and cultural respect has been a serious issue regarding the upcoming game Assassin's Creed Shadows by game developer Ubisoft. The game is based on Japanese samurai and ignores the fact that samurai were a higher class of warrior, a higher class of warrior class, and should have been gokenin, or servants of nobles. In fact, the first European to receive the title of a samurai, William Adams, which I believe is the main character in Neo, served Tokugawa Ieyasu as the 250th Koku Hatamoto. In this history, Ubisoft continues to misunderstand the nature of the role of samurai. This is a serious insult to Japanese culture and history, and may also be linked to Asian racism. We call on Ubisoft to immediately cancel the release of Assassin's Creed Shadows and show sincere research and respect for Japanese history and culture. We need your signature. Sign this petition to let Ubisoft know the importance of cultural respect and historical accuracy. Now, cultural respect is something I understand. But when they start talking about accuracy, I gotta pause for a moment. I've played a lot of video games, and a lot of video games I've played are set in Japan or would be Japanese. Japanese companies made them, let's say. And currently, this is ironic that this came out right now because there is a remake of a video game called Like a Dragon Ishin. And it is a samurai video game made set in Japan, made by a Japanese company. Now, I'm going to go ahead and tell you that I don't think it's historically accurate. I don't think they're paying respect to the samurai tradition or history. So all the things they put in this petition would apply to Like a Dragon Ishin. Now, I've played a lot of Japanese Like a Dragon games. They're the Yakuza video game series. And I can tell you, I don't think they depict Yakuza culture accurately because you have a Yakuza who goes around spending a lot of time helping people and he beats up people to help others. He doesn't do it to sell drugs or prostitution or any other like sex trafficking or any other things that Yakuza are actually well known to do. He does it to help a little orphan that he wants to take care of because he cares about people. And he talks about honor and stuff. they took those characters and they put them in a traditional setting and just made another game. I thought, you know, what would be some of the other sort of famous Japanese games? Now, you do have to pick something that would be Japanese, set in Japan, and kind of about samurai. And guess what? The game I mentioned earlier, Nioh, is all those things. And you know what it has? It has demons running around. It has magic powers. It has all this other stuff. So I think maybe there is bias here. But I don't think it's bias towards Asia or Asian racism. I think there might be a bias against Western video games. I don't really care if your video games are historically accurate. There's actually a very easy way to do this. Just call it alternate history. Then you can do whatever you want. You could just, again, in Nioh, as long as you throw magic into it, now pretty much everything's on the table. Once you're like throwing fireballs and you explode into fire and cut people in half and stuff, I don't think historical accuracy is really a big deal. The most recent Assassin's Creed games have gotten pretty far away from the whole historical accuracy thing, because you are fighting mythical creatures, you are fighting monsters, you are fighting things that didn't exist in actual history. So I wanted to look at some of the games that were maybe Japanese and most popular, but then they don't hit all the criteria. It's not Japanese and samurai and supposed to be historically accurate and all that other stuff. So it really came down to the bias in the game. I know, how do I say that? It really came down to what? It really came down to, do the Japanese developers who make these kind of games follow the same rules? And if they don't, have you made a petition against them? Which has not happened. The only other ones, it's those ones where it's, I think they're set in China, but I mean, there's certainly samurai in there where you go around, it has a name. The word that's stuck in my head is isekai. Because I know there's probably a Japanese video game where some guy gets isekai'd back into like samurai times and has to be a samurai and there's a harem and stuff. But it's not that. It's when you run around and you kill like hundreds of people. It's really super cheap games. Dynasty Warriors is the game. What is that game called? It has a name. And suddenly the word isekai shot up in my head and now I can't get rid of it. So I did look at some other video games, but they don't follow the same things. Musou. Yeah, Musou is right. Thank you. A Musou game. And they don't follow the same rules. In fact, I don't think one swipe of a sword is going to pick 100 men up in the air, spin them around, and throw them away. I changed my notes. This is the failure on my part, because I was like looking at the most popular games in Japan, and did anyone get upset about them? So, of course, the Mario series. So Mario is probably the most popular game in Japan made by a Japanese company. It's got like a million iterations. I would say it has a cultural bias towards Italian men. If we're gonna start making like legitimate complaints about accuracy, I would say the representation of the Italian plumber in Mario is not accurate and it's got a bias behind it, and you should start a petition. Another one I thought about was Pokemon. Of course, everyone's heard of Pokemon, a game where 12-year-old kids wander around the country on their own, sucking monsters into balls and making them fight each other. Also, not how evolution works. Was there a petition about that? No. The only other one I was really thinking about, ones that I have actually played, is Resident Evil. Now, it doesn't happen in Japan. It doesn't happen in samurai times, but it is a Japanese game. And it's doing the same thing. It's representing Western people in a Western setting. And is it accurate? No. And actually, I would say a lot of times the people in Resident Evil behave like Japanese people or like the anime versions characters of Japanese people. So I think if this petition, if you want to take it seriously, that's absolutely fine. But if you're going to take that seriously, you have to take it seriously the other way. So all these Japanese people who sign this petition need to sit down and just take a think. Is the other games I played, do they follow the same rules? Are they as accurate? Are they as respectful? And I think you're going to find a big problem in every single game you play, because they make a lot of adjustments for a lot of things. Am I excited about Assassin's Creed Shadows? No. And the reason I'm not excited about it is because Assassin's Creed has become very repetitive, and I basically only play it 2 years later when it's on sale. Will I play it? Probably at the $10 price point, I will. And that's because it is kind of dumb fun I can have while talking to people about other things, because you don't have to pay attention to it. That's how much I concern myself with accuracy in that. And let's say you're going to go learn about a culture. I don't think video games is the place to go. I think I should start a leaderboard because I haven't been keeping track of wins and losses or anything. So I should actually start doing that at least. Or maybe it's Ninja News Japan versus the world. And so anyone who comes on contributes to the wins, but then people who lose, they like Ninja News Japan wins.
Okay.
All right. So this story I found a bit disturbing. I'll just start off with saying it's a YouTube channel and it's a family. So it's a family YouTube channel. And you know, those are always got like dark underbellies.
Always. What is it about that?
Because you're willing to, I think if you're willing to exploit your children for entertainment and fame, you don't have a lot of morals. Like that's just what it comes down to. Like I will do a lot of dumb shit on the internet. I won't put my kids in. Like if they wanted to, it'd be different, like, especially now that they're older. But when they were little, absolutely not, because they don't know.
They
and
don't
then
know.
like I'm very worried about exploitation. My daughter was at one point saying like she wanted to do those like kids magazine things where you do like little fashion stuff, and I was like no. And then and they're like why not? And I'm like because that's like a gateway to creepy dudes hanging around with you. So no.
you have spent too much time on the internet.
No, I'm sorry. I'm just I was like no, absolutely not. Unless I am like by her side the whole time. It's the only way it would work out, and I don't have time for that. So, but okay. So the family of YouTubers, they got in trouble. So the quiz is, what do you think they got in trouble for? So I have multiple choice.
They're Japanese, right?
Japanese family YouTubers. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's four options. A, they dressed up like a monster to scare the kids. B,
okay,
they locked a child in a hot car. Uh-huh. C, they tried to sell a child on Mercari for Western. It's like eBay. You can sell your old stuff on Mercari. So C, they tried to sell their stuff on Mercari, or D, they forced a child to eat until they vomited.
Jesus Christ.
And because you're actually having trouble shows how bad family YouTubers are. It should be really obvious because, oh, that's the only one normal people wouldn't do. So we'll just go through that really quickly. Dressed up like a monster to scare the kids. Locked
so
a child.
It's two, mother and father.
It's mother and father. There's two kids in total. But this video that they made only involves one child.
How old are the children?
I think it was two was the oldest one. There's a baby. So the baby's, I think that's why the baby's not really involved. So the child that is in the video we're talking about is 2 years old.
Dressed like monsters.
So dressed like monsters to scare the kids.
Like not like Oni, like.
No, like full-on zombie, want to terrify the children, give them nightmares for weeks. So they scream. Japanese TV shows do that, though.
Yeah,
I don't know if they do it anymore, but they used to do it a lot.
No, they still do it, yeah.
And then, like,
it's one of the most popular shows, where they jump out and surprise people, or, like, their chairs, like, throw them back, and then they end up down a slide into some...
If it's adults, I'm okay with it, because they're basically... It's always comedians, right? But this is, like, a little kid. Like there, I do remember a show. It was like the bean throwing thing, and the dad's supposed to dress up like a monster, and then come in. And that's actually a pretty normal thing in a Japanese house. My wife was like, "Let's do that." I was like, "No, I'm not scaring my children."
And there's like a thing of like getting sumo wrestlers to hold your children.
Yes, that is an annual festival.
Better, right? Yeah.
That is an annual festival they have in Japan where they hold the baby up and make them cry, and whichever kid hits the highest decibels, I think, is the winner.
It's just like what,
and it's a festival. It's not like a one weird fit. Like this is one weird family doing something.
Bring their children to it. They're like, yeah, my fucking lungs on it. Nice.
Okay, so you can ask questions about each option because I have to. This to me is my challenge of the quiz: is trying to come up with a convincing story.
The hot car one, just like people just do that.
Yeah, but this was he filmed it. So the kid was in the hot car. He filmed it. The premise of the video is that he's left the keys in the car with the kid, and the kid only being 2 years old couldn't figure out how to unlock the car.
And the third one was the
try to sell the child a Mercari. Mercari, yeah. So it's like used clothes, or like if I want to sell one of my old watches, I'd try to sell it on Mercari. So they just took some pictures of the kids, posted it on, and saw what kind of comments they would get. But then of course they got in trouble for attempting to human traffic.
And then the last one was...
Forced their child to eat so much until they vomited so they could video the kid throwing up.
I don't. There's a weird thing about vomit in Japan, and I think they would take that. They have that knowledge, like, you know, people don't like to see stuff coming out of bodies in Japan.
In
like vomit and spit, and like if they eat something and they spit it out, it's always censored on TV.
Yeah. On TV, they have like the eating competitions, and they'll have comedians attempt it, and they of course always throw up, and they put a rainbow in front of it.
Yeah. So I feel like being Japanese, they would just go, ah, this one won't go very far. So I'm ruling that one out.
You are correct. D is not. Correct.
I'm also going to rule out the car. It's a bit too vanilla. Like,
okay.
Yeah, people already die on that one. Just day to day.
So you're between A and C.
A and C.
Dress like a monster or try to sell the child. See, selling the child actually is kind of funny.
Sell the child. Yeah.
I think
that's what the thinking was. I went, this is kind of funny. We're obviously not going to do it, but let's do it.
Yeah. Okay.
It's C.
It is incorrect.
It was zombies.
It was lock the child in the car. So it was an extremely hot day. The father put the 2-year-old in the car and put the keys down and then went to get the second child prepared to put him in the baby seat. And then the door locked. Now I'm doing finger quotes as I say
locked.
That. So then instead of calling emergency services or doing something, my first instinct to smash the window.
Smash the window.
I can get another window. I maybe wouldn't do it right away. So he's walking around the car going, oh my God, emergency. Whatever the kid's name is locked in the car. Actually, I have the kid's name here.
I don't want another kid's name. It's going to make it worse.
Okay. If we humanize the child.
Yeah. If it becomes even more human, because I already think this is the most monstrous thing they could have done.
Oh, yeah.
All of those options. This is the worst.
This is the worst one because you know it was on purpose. So then he pretends to panic, but he gets his camera out and starts videoing. And then he starts trying to tell the 2-year-old, like, get the keys and press the button. And of course, 2 years old, panicked, now hot, because this is a hot summer day in Japan. Yesterday in Shizuoka was the hottest, it hit 40 degrees, which is a record for this early in the year.
That's crazy.
So the kids, 30 minutes in the car. Then he calls a locksmith who comes and opens it very calmly. So this is where the panic suddenly goes away. He's like, well, I actually got to save my kid now. So then he gets on the phone with the locksmith, shows up fairly quickly. I don't know if it's suspiciously quickly, but fairly quickly unlocks the car and gets the kid out. So the kid's technically okay. Still has to live with his family. There was backlash.
Really?
Yes. I was shocked. Shocked there was backlash of attempting to murder your child. So then they went on a break. They did an apology video.
Uh-huh.
They went on a break and then they came back and he's kind of saying like, oh, I'm a young parent. You know, I've got a lot to learn. We've learned a lot from this experience. Let's keep going into the future. So like, let's make more fucking videos where we torture our children.
We accidentally put our children in very but dangerous
they're
situations.
Going to, they're going to kill a child. If
and I was
up.
Air quoting accidentally as well.
But... Yeah. Yeah. No, 100%.
Jesus Christ, man.
No, that one is actually one of the more disturbing things.
I don't like it.
Yeah, there's no comedic end to that story.
There is not.
You think sad. YouTube would just shut them down? I guess.
I saw a thing talking about how Japanese YouTube is kind of behind the West because
like
they
in
have
moderation
these trends.
And stuff.
Well, in moderation, but also in content. Like the West had all of this like pranking and doing dumb shit to the public. This kind of died off now.
Yeah, but overall.
It's been rising in Japan in the last couple of years. And
because I remember the clown trend.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm surprised because it was mostly in America. And I'm like, I'm surprised people are not getting shot.
Yeah.
Like you go around in the city in America dressed as a scary clown with a hatchet or something and step out. I'm like, dude's going to shoot you.
You're going to get shot.
You're just going to get shot. Like that's just what's going to happen. I'm surprised there were not more stories. Maybe those stories didn't get told as much.
Yeah. Because most of the people doing it were fucking idiots who didn't have big enough followings for it to matter.
Maybe. Yeah. So yeah, the pranking has, it's not gone, but it certainly died down. So we did the stories on Johnny Somali and the bad behavior And that, that seemed to be its own thing, but that's already seems to be drifting off because those guys just keep getting in trouble and like their lives end.
It's all on Kick, apparently, all the pranking. Yeah, yeah. There's huge prank, like pranking, but it's like...
It's not pranks. Not,
it's ridiculous.
I want to know what like the definition of prank seems to be like, I'm an asshole. And then when you get angry, I go, it's just a prank.
Just a prank, bro. It's a prank, man. Just a joke, bro.
But then you just do it back. Like I start hitting you and go, it's just a prank. Poof. Just a prank. Poof.
Yeah, like older brother kind of thing.
Yeah, man. Ground and pound.
Yeah, well, you're hitting yourself. Stop hitting yourself.
A 34-year-old woman was being questioned by the police. So that's bad. She was accused of dining and dashing. This is not a huge problem in Japan, but of course it does happen. I think it happens everywhere. While being questioned, the woman appeared displeased. Now, if I was being held and questioned for anything, I think I would appear displeased. I don't think that's an unfair statement. The woman appeared displeased. I really enjoyed that sentence, though, because does anyone get arrested for something, brought into detention, and then get held for questioning, and they're like, this is neat. Although I did go to court, and once the initial stress had gone past me, I did quite enjoy the experience. It's incredibly intimidating, Japanese court, because they set it up that you're sitting on the ground and it's almost like the judge, and there's like, it's a triumvirate judge situation. There's three judges and they're sitting, it feels like a full story above you. They're not that much higher. They're probably like 6-7 feet, but they're really high compared to where you are. And they're looking down at you and it is incredibly intimidating. But once I realized like I wasn't really going to get in trouble, the experience became very entertaining and I really enjoyed it. So I probably looked displeased at the beginning, but then later on I was like, this is quite neat. This is an experience I hope to never have again, but it's worth having once. So she, while being displeased, while being questioned, grabs the tea. So of course it's Japanese, so they give her some tea. And she throws the tea into the face of the police officer. Now, if this was an action movie, that would have been piping hot tea. I think the cops have maybe experienced this before because they do not serve anything more than what they call lukewarm tea. So he just got a refreshing tea wash over his face. It's very hot right now in Japan. And probably just took a towel and wiped it down and actually felt better afterwards. So I'm wondering how many times did scalding tea get thrown in someone's face before the police were like, you know what? We're just going to serve lukewarm tea from now on. After that, that's basically assault of a police officer. She can get pulled up on obstruction of official duties. When they were talking to her about like, maybe it was a mistake, maybe you hit it by accident, like they're trying to give her a way out. She turned around and said, no mistake. And then thus taking away any suspicion of assault, suspicion of obstruction of duties. So the police officer suffered no burns, and except for the emotional one. A bear safety poster was deemed too cute by the city. So there's actually been a lot of bear news, and I haven't been doing much of it because it's bears attacking people and there's really not much to say about that I could be flippant about. And most of the things I want to talk about, I do want to sort of make jokes or be flippant about it at least. This is a light news show. You're not coming here for your hard news, I hope. It is historically accurate. That is the one thing I'll be able to say. I do speak facts. You need a PSA. You're working in an office and you're like, we got to start warning people about bears. Be careful about bears. You also want to save some money. So you go into the office and you're like, hey, that nerdy guy over there, he likes to draw. He likes the anime and stuff. Let's get him to make it. We won't have to pay an artist. At least they didn't go with AI. I don't know. I'm kind of down. I wasn't part of the AI revolution, but I didn't really have a problem with it. I thought of the idea of AI supplementing stuff would be valuable, but now they want to use it instead of anything else that has any sort of heart and soul. And yeah, kind of not a big fan of AI anymore. So they got a real person to draw this poster. This dude sits down and he busts out some awesome posters. They're Japanese, so they're cute as hell. The bears in the posters are super cute. They took this poster out to people and showed it to them. And they said, like, what do you think of this bear poster? And one person said, it's done by an employee. It's well done because the pictures are very well done. Then another person said, the fact that the picture is cute doesn't matter. The bear warning is the part that matters. So here is the actual question is if you put beware of bears, they will eat your face on a poster. And then you put a picture of a cute bear. Does that take away from the message, or does the cute bear mean you look at the poster and then you see the message and you sort of like take it in? What is the value and the balance of each? Because you want it to be attention grabbing. And if you want to grab people's attention in Japan, you do something cute. If you want to get a message across, you do it with a cute thing. Okay. So where are we now? Is it cute enough that people will look at it, but is it so cute that it detracts from the message, is the question that's actually gone out there. Another person said, it doesn't feel dangerous, just cute. Maybe using a cute image to highlight the danger is okay. So a lot of people are actually saying like the poster itself is okay. Some people then offered suggestions. Adding fangs. So take the cute picture of a bear, add some fangs to it, and that's going to make it better. And I bet the fangs would be cute too. The Akita governor, which is where all this is happening, said it's too cute. If anything, the eyes do seem a bit too cute, so specifically focused on the eyes. They're going to make considerations for the next time they make a poster. They've already printed 35,000 copies of these posters. They've already been sent out, so they're not going to be taking them back. They're going to be using this time, but they are saying, we've gotten some feedback. We've heard the feedback. We might have to take this feedback into consideration as we go forward. The Tokyo election continues to go forward. And the Tokyo election continues to have a lot of weird issues. So there were 59 people joined to become mayor of Tokyo. And the problem is most of those people were not serious. Last week we had the girl who was a porn star who just basically got nude on her poster and put her poster up. We had someone who wanted to promote their social media. There was a lady who was a kickboxer and she basically, her platform was, I'm a really good kickboxer. We have the guy who supported the porn star who decided that since we can't put up dirty posters, he said, we're going to legalize marijuana in Japan. We had a guy since then who just wanted to promote how cute his dog was. So he took pictures of his dog. He put them up. We had another girl who just wanted to put pictures of herself up because she was lonely. We had a woman. Some of these people then took the next step. If you were part of the NHK party, so the porn star, this guy who dressed up like the Joker, and this other lady were all joined the NHK party. The NHK party is a not serious party. So they're the ones like, we want to de-censor porn. We want to make drugs legal. We want to do all this stuff that people don't normally talk about. So normally I put this up in the corner so you can see it while I'm talking, because what they're saying doesn't matter, or it's a news thing, so it's in Japanese. But I thought it would be valuable if you saw the actual thing and had to listen to the thing I had to listen to, which is, I mean, outright painful at times.
Kawaii dake janakute. セクシーでしょ。どう？やだ。そんな目で見ないで。うちの愛理。そろそろ覚えた？うち外のうちに。
What happened there for the people who are just listening to the audio version is a woman sat down and started taking off her top, and she had like a tube top underneath, but because there's a big sign with her name in front of it, it kind of looks like she doesn't have a shirt on. And she said, I'm not just cute, I'm also sexy, don't you think? And that is essentially the platform she's presenting, is not, I want to be the mayor, I want to do something, I actually have anything to say at all, it's just, I'm cute. And then the irony being, because she's doing that on TV, I then become hyper judgmental. I'm like, yeah, you're not that cute.